The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove set a new record for fastest pitch thrown in Antarctica with an 86-mile-an-hour fastball.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Big deal. What was his spin rate, huh, in Antarctica?
There's some dopes who'll tell you it's important, and more dopes who will put it on the bottom line. There are plenty of dopes out there that think that matters. It's information, news you can use.
I think there was a penguin named Araldis Chapenguin, and I think he threw it about 85, and that's how Musgrove got 86. No idea. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, four quarterbacks are up for the Heisman. Trae Young is back on the court, and Spain goes out at the World Cup. But we begin today with Tom Brady being Tom Brady late last night. For a record 44th time in his career, Brady led his team back in the fourth quarter and won the game against New Orleans. Brady had two touchdown passes in the last 3 minutes. Wilbon, did Brady win it or did the Saints give away this game?
Brady won it after the Saints gave it away. Brady got back on the field and he does what Brady does because the opposing team was so stupid. Tony, it's unbelievable that the Saints couldn't put that game away. They have a running back, and this is not the coach's fault, go out of bounds after like 9 yards, doing two things, not getting the first down, which extends the possession, and then going out of bounds and stopping the clock. And then on 3rd and 1, you throw the ball and have an incompletion to stop the clock. When I tell you all the time, I rant, and I start on Monday mornings on your podcast, and I tell you how bad the coaching is, and I mean head coach, in the NFL is in the last 20 years. There are things like this, Tony, that are inconceivable. Yes, Brady was great, and you're going to get to that, and fine, I just amen it. I second everything you say about the great Tom Brady. But the New Orleans Saints couldn't have been dumber. They so deserved to lose this, and Brady was happy to oblige them.
Yes, we're going to agree on this. The third down drop, the guy going out of bounds. What you have to do is if you are Tampa Bay, you have to make the other team lose the possession and have to punt. And that's what happened.
Yes.
But 100% Tom Brady won this game, as anybody knows who watched this game. Tom Brady had three touchdown passes in the last 3 minutes. They called one back on a hold. Tom Brady did this earlier against the Rams this year. He had the winning touchdown with 9 seconds to go. Last night it was the winning touchdown with 3 seconds to go. He's the greatest quarterback who ever lived. And it's his victory. And what you spin forward to is this, however. Do you take them seriously in the playoffs? And my answer is no. They're probably going to win their rancid division and get a home playoff game, and it is likely going to be against Dallas. They're not playing New Orleans in the playoffs, kids. They're playing better teams. Dallas is a significantly better team, but I would say to Dallas, you better be well clear of this guy in the fourth quarter, because he may not be Tom Brady for four quarters, but he's Tom Brady in the fourth quarter all the time.
Well, Tony, the question is, I don't take them that seriously, because I look at Tampa Bay last night, and Brady said this in the post game, talking to Lisa Salters. He said, we got a lot of stuff to work on. We're not anywhere near where we need to be. And Brady doesn't have on rose-colored glasses. He's Tom Brady. He knows when they're great or less than. They're less than. But the question, Tony, in today's NFL, can you get dopes? You got head coaches who can't count to two because they can't figure out when to go for two and when to just shut it down and take the extra point. And so you see these mistakes from beginning to end in these games every week. And I just say, my God, what are you doing and thinking? I don't know. But Brady will take advantage of all the dopes he did last night. Let's move to college football, where four Heisman finalists have been announced. All quarterbacks, no surprise. They are Georgia's Stetson Bennett, TCU's Max Duggan, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and still my man, USC's Caleb Williams, who's the only one of the four who won't be part of the college football playoff. Tone, is this an easy choice for you or a tough one?
No, I don't think it's an easy choice. I don't think there's a clear favorite. I think statistically, the USC kid has all the right statistics. But in the biggest game of the year for him, in the rematch against Utah, a nationally televised game, and, you know, if you wanted to watch football that night, you got Utah and USC. USC got drilled, and I think that will hurt Caleb Williams. I told you the other day, I thought that Max Duggan won the Heisman Trophy on the last drive in regulation against Kansas State on Saturday when I believe he ran for about 80 yards in four different carries, passed for 15, and after he put the ball in the end zone by himself and carried the team on his back in the most pressure-packed situation, he then threw the two-point conversion. So I would give it to him, but that's TCU. They're not nearly as glamorous as USC. I don't like the Ohio State kids' chances at all because people remember what happened against Michigan. I think he's eliminated. I'm interested in the Georgia kid in this regard, Mike. I know that that's a team built on defense. They also score 39 points a game. So Bennett must do something right. They've won 15 in a row and 27 out of 28. I think people might vote for him thinking, I'm going to reward the sustained excellence over 2 years. I'm going to vote for him. I think that's possible.
I voted. Not only did I vote for this award for 20 years, I selected the people who voted for the award for a lot of those years. Okay, I know a little bit about Heisman voting. It ain't a two-year award. It's a one-year award. It's a this-year award. And part of the reason Stetson Bennett has those numbers over this year is because he's playing on a short field about 80% of the time because that defense is taking it away or forcing punts. So let's be real
about that.
So I'm using the eye test here. And so if I'm going to blame Caleb Williams for the USC loss, which you sort of just did, I'm going to blame Max Duggan for the TCU loss.
Duggan.
They both lost. Duggan. They both lost. Now, to me, it's between those two. That's the deal. If I'm sitting there over a ballot, and I was back in the day when you used to have to write it down and put it in a FedEx envelope, I go back that far voting for the Heisman Trophy, Tone. You know, I declare my bias all year. I'd vote for Caleb Williams. He's got the better stats.
Okay.
And I look at it. He also played with a popped hamstring, and he went out there and led his team. He can't lead the defense. He ain't wearing a number that starts with a five. He's not doing that. So I got no argument against the TCU kid, none whatsoever. C.J. Stroud doesn't pass my eye test. Same thing with Bennett. You know, it's between those two kids who are going to win the Heisman.
I agree. And it's a college award. It's not who's going to be better in the pros. You're not
looking forward.
You're looking immediately backward.
Important.
How'd they
point
do
to
this
make.
Year? So, because a lot of the Heisman quarterback winners don't do well in the pros. That's not the issue here. Let's get back into the Trae Young, Nate McMillan dust. McMillan said yesterday he would never tell a player not to show up for a game, which Young did last Friday. Young is saying this is a private matter. What we seem to be convinced of is that their relationship now feels strained. There was widespread talk that Young was instrumental in getting the previous Atlanta coach, Lloyd Pierce, fired. Wuman, where's this thing headed?
Tony, in the NBA, we know where it's headed. I mean, you and I have, way too close to 100 years total of covering the NBA. And I remember when I was a young pup covering the NBA, and I'd say, Tony, they may have to trade this guy, this young star, they may have to get rid of him. And you would look at me and say, what are you, an idiot? This league doesn't do that. This league gets rid of the coach. And of course, I came to know that very quickly. We know, sadly, where this is going. Like, I know Nate McMillan a little bit. Nate McMillan was a terrific player, a leader, a guy who played sort of above his innate physical abilities. I mean, I want Nate McMillan coaching my team. But we know what happens, Tone. Trae Young is a terrific player. He's helped lead on the court a team to a conference final already in his young career. I don't want to see it go that way. I want to see them get along. But, Tone, we know where it's going if they don't.
Yeah. It's easier to get a good coach than a great player. It's as simple as that. Nate McMillan's been fired before. He's fired at Portland. He's fired at Indiana. He's a wonderful coach. But if Trae Young says it's him or me that has to go, it's going to be him who has to go. Let me just skip forward on something, because Trae Young, if he fires two coaches in 5 years, he approaches LeBron territory. Nobody knows how many coaches LeBron has fired, but LeBron has rings. Trae Young has no rings. But let me ask you this, Mike. How many teams do you know where the best player on the team is a small point guard that win championships? Isaiah
Detroit
and
Pistons.
Steph Curry. It's a very short list because Allen Iverson didn't. Chris Paul hasn't. Damian Lillard hasn't. John Stockton didn't. So you need some big guys there. I'm just wanting, you know, history says it's hard to
Good
win
point.
When your best player is a small guard.
Good point. Tony, yes, historically, you just laid it out. The one thing is that they went out and got DeJounte Murray and they put him back there with Trae Young. They have a backcourt. And by the way, Atlanta is not floundering. They're in the playoff situation. They're in the top four, I think, still, even after whatever happened last night. So they built their team around Trae Young. They did. They
Gotta
went out and
them.
Said, we prefer you to Luka
and
Doncic.
And it's justified.
They did.
You know, Mike, it's justified. He leads the NBA in combined scoring and assists. It's justified. So
yeah.
Where does he want to take this? Where is he going to take it? Let's take
but
a break.
Let me make one quick last point. It is a public matter, Trae. It's a public matter. It's a team. You go play in front of the public every night. Stop. And I hate these NBA excuses. It's a please. It's public. Very.
All right. The SEC has been the strongest college football conference, but is Wilbon's conference, the Big Ten, now in the discussion?
No. I just spoiled that one, didn't I? The recently winning Lakers play the Cavaliers tonight in CLE. Which team should we be more bullish on? Nate McMillan.
Yeah, I don't
really
like where
coach.
This is headed. I like Nate McMillan. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
But they'll throw him out if they have to. They're not tossing Trae Young.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, realizes he was wearing a tie the color of Northwestern purple, and immediately fires his stylist. What's first?
Toss Up, stronger football conference, the SEC or the Big Ten?
Okay, I can understand people saying the Big Ten. I could certainly understand, Mike, if you as a son of the Big Ten said the Big Ten. They have two teams in the playoffs this year. They are adding USC and UCLA, which is a great get. But I'm going to say the SEC because in the middle of the SEC, where you have teams like South Carolina and Tennessee and Mississippi State and LSU, I think they are significantly better than comparable Big Ten teams at the moment, say Wisconsin or Penn State or Purdue or Michigan State. I think even at the top, I would take Alabama and Georgia over Ohio State and Michigan. The SEC has six ranked teams now. The Big Ten has three ranked teams, and the SEC is adding Texas and Oklahoma. Texas seems like it's lost right now, but I think Oklahoma is a quick turnaround. So I'll say SEC.
Tony, if all we're assessing is football, the answer is the SEC. Now, thankfully, as a son of the Big Ten, you know, to declare my bag, because I'm a trustee at one of those universities, my alma mater. So I'm fully vested. I'm up to here.
Which
and
one?
I'm glad that Kevin Warren, the commissioner, he is making us, each school, a hell of a lot more money than the SEC schools. And he's bringing in, with his leadership, UCLA and USC.
Yeah,
and don't
great.
Think it's done there, okay? Because the sounds you hear coming from the Bay Area include Stanford and Cal, and maybe further north than that if you get to one of the Oregons or Washington. So sorry, Tone.
Just for basketball.
But if we're talking about the overall wealth and health of the conference, the whole conference, the answer is the Big Ten. But I mean, but football, his charge is to be in charge of more than football. Everything, all of it.
Next.
Toss up. They play tonight. Which team should we be more bullish on? The Lakers or the Cavaliers?
Here we go again. We're talking about the Lakers. I hope they're happy in Bristol that we're talking about the Lakers. They're not dead yet, are they? They're not dead. No, they're not dead. They've won 8 out of 10, and Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind. And yet, having won 8 out of 10, they're still 13th out of 15 teams in the Western Conference. And please raise your hand if you think Anthony Davis is getting through the entire schedule and not getting hurt. You'll notice my hand is not up. Cleveland is boring. Cleveland's uniforms are awful. It's a totally nondescript team. They are much better than the Lakers now, and they're going to be much better than the Lakers for years to come.
Yeah, Tony. I mean, if Anthony Davis, and I hope he can, Anthony Davis, Chicago boy, I root for personally. I don't care what uniform he's wearing now. I root for him. If he can stay healthy and play 70, 72 games, then they got a shot at being
really
good.
How often does that happen?
Because, I mean, Tony, he's putting up numbers now. He's putting up historic numbers over a 9-10-game stretch. That has to be a 30-game stretch, and that becomes hard, especially when you look at the health factor. So, Tony, Cleveland's got everything. Like the Lakers need to be a buyer before the trade deadline. I know they're shooting lights out, 39% from three lately, because Anthony Davis is commanding so much attention inside where he should be inside. Then now that opens up some space for shooters, even mediocre Lakers shooters. But Cleveland's got it all. They don't have to make a move. They got the young star in Donovan Mitchell. They've got size. They've got depth. They got a sage old dude in Kevin Love who knows how to operate in a locker room and be a great teammate and leader. Yeah. They got it all. Cleveland, look, Cleveland can't finish ahead of Milwaukee and Boston, but they could finish third in the East. They could.
Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about the Lakers for the rest of time. That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, the anniversary of an event that changed football.
And a big upset at the World Cup. I'm going back to the Big Ten for a second. You know we beat Michigan State the other night in East Lansing. You know that.
You told me.
I didn't call my dear friend Irvin and leave an annoying message. I didn't do it. And I love is...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 30th birthday, Johnny Manziel. He's still only 30. It's 10 years ago when Manziel electrified college football at Texas A&M, beating Alabama basically by himself, winning the Heisman Trophy as a freshman. But Manziel had demons, and they were said to include drugs and alcohol. Manziel had no success in the NFL, CFL, or whatever splinter pro league he played in. Baker Mayfield has always been compared to Manziel because as a player, they are of a similar size and style. Mayfield has resisted the comparison because of the way Manziel's career has ended. But Mayfield was just released by Carolina, and the football comparison is beginning to seem appropriate.
Tony, Mayfield, in case you didn't hear, just picked up today off waivers by the Rams. Now, you think McVay, who's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, can get yes. Baker back on track? I mean, Baker did get the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs now. Come on.
Well, if McVay can't, nobody can, I would say. Happy anniversary, Vinny Testaverde. On this day, 24 years ago, the Jets quarterback attempted a sneak from the 5-yard line on a 4th and goal late in the game. Line judge Ernie France ruled a touchdown. Referee Phil Luckett concurred. And the Jets eliminated the Seahawks from playoff contention, except for one small thing. Television replays showed Testaverde was stopped short of the goal line. NFL owners then voted 28-3 to reinstate instant replay for the next season, 1999, setting up a limited amount of challenges with the penalty of losing a timeout if your challenge failed. This time replay worked better, and it was here to stay, paving the way for the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball to follow suit.
Offer to rip the NFL for getting it wrong. They got this right. They got it right, and they weren't afraid to go back in and say, hey, we need this. And the other sports, they weren't as bold as the NFL. They had to wait and follow NFL. So good for them for getting it right, Tony.
Happy trails to the World Cup for Spain. The perennial soccer power was eliminated from the World Cup earlier today by Morocco in a round of 16 match that went to penalty kicks. Heading into the tournament, Morocco was ranked 22nd in the world and Spain was 7th. So this win continues a Cinderella run in which Morocco finished ahead of group favorites Belgium and Croatia. In the later game, Portugal benched the legendary Cristiano Ronaldo to start its game against Switzerland. The man who started in his place, Gonzalo Ramos, scored 3 goals and had an assist. Wow! In the 6-1 win, that looks like the right call. Ronaldo did enter the game in the 73rd minute and put a ball into the net, but it was called back for offsides.
Tony, Ramos was brilliant. And you're watching it, which I did, and you're like, oh my God, he just replaced not just an iconic figure, a legendary figure, one of the great players of all time, and he scores 3 times. Amazing. But when Cristiano Ronaldo came into the game, the roar for him, Tony, was unlike things that you hear, even when you've been attending sports events for 50 years like you and I have. People just want to see him. I just wanted to see him. When he put the ball into the net, I nearly cut off my face. I was shaving. It's just thrilling to see CR7 out there. I want to see him. I don't want to see him on the bench in the next game.
Do you think he'll start on the bench in the next game? Because if they lose, they'll fire the coach.
Yes, his replacement's 21 and scored 3 times and assisted once.
I don't care. If you think there's intrigue with Trae Young and Nate McMillan, it ain't nothing compared to this. One omission. Doctors say Niners quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does not need foot surgery. If rehab goes smoothly, he would have a chance to return in 7 to 8 weeks. That would be during the playoffs. Ooh, let's go to the big finish quickly.
Let's do it.
Legendary boxing referee Mills Lane has passed away. How will you remember him?
Fan man and the ear, Bo Holyfield and the ear bite, Tyson Holyfield. I was at both those fights ringside, Tony, because you didn't want to go. I was happy to have your seat. Titans fired GM John Robinson. You surprised?
You don't often fire a GM in the middle of the season, but he traded A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown torched him the other night. So maybe this has been a while in coming. UConn's A.Z. Fudd, a local for us, out 3 to 6 weeks after suffering a knee injury against Notre Dame. Your thoughts?
Local for us to St. John's and cheer for her. She and Paige Beckers, who's already out for the season. That's hard to overcome. That's a lot. Eli and Peyton Manning will be the coaches in the first ever Pro Bowl games. What is that?
I have no idea what that is. I wonder if you can wear a quarter zip and sit in your basement and still coach, because that's what they do. I wonder. Last one, men's college hoops tonight. Number 17, Illinois against number 2, Texas at Madison Square Garden. Who you got?
Jimmy V Classic, Tony. Illinois needs a bounce back after losing to Maryland. I got the line that'll bounce back big in this one.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
I lost internet in my house today for like 6 hours. Came back to 111 emails. Too many.